Simply the best. Well, who is then the best footballer? Any suggestions? Yes. Yeah. Who's the best singer? Don't give some suggestions. You haven't got any favourite singers even, even if they're not the best singer. I think you're all asleep this morning. Well, we can have our own favourite people, can't we? Whether it's a singer or a footballer or an actor. And we may think that they are the best. But other people may have a different opinion, mightn't they? Because it depends what sort of music you like, whether you like country and western, whether you like opera, whether you like jazz. That will influence who you decide is the best singer. And if you're not interested in football, then you may not be bothered who's the best footballer. But if you're interested in cricket, you may be more interested in who's the best cricketer. So a lot of that is just a matter of choice, isn't it? But how about, let's see, who thinks they are the best singer here this morning? Any volunteers to be the best singer? Now, Pam, you were in the choir. Oh, well, okay. Well, I'm voting for Pam. Anybody else voting for Pam? That's good. You're the best singer. Okay. Now, what about the best footballer? Well, I think Frankie's game is rugby, so maybe he's the best one at rugby here this morning. Have you got any other footballers? No. Oh, right, Ian. Yeah, Ian plays football, doesn't he? I've seen a picture of him with the BB team. Right. So, what about the best artist? Who's good at drawing? I know it's definitely not me. Anybody drawing? No. How about playing a musical instrument? Christine, anybody else playing musical instrument? Tom? Yeah, I've got a few candidates there. But once again, oh, how about this one? Who's the most handsome here? Jack, Frankie? Okay, okay. Who's the most beautiful? Any suggestions? That's quite, yes. Mercedes. Right. Once again, it's our choice, isn't it? We have to think who's the best in our opinion. And sometimes we won't agree with other people's suggestions. But then we talk about who's the best. How about who's the greatest, though? That's much harder in a way, isn't it? Who is the greatest? So, let's have a think. Do you think Donald Trump thinks he's the greatest? Well, I said, does he think? I didn't say, do we think? No. So there's lots of people who in the public eye who may think they're pretty wonderful, but we may not agree. So I think you have to balance, don't you? Being great, you may be great, but you've got to balance that with being humble as well. And we're going to be thinking this morning about the story which is in the Gospel of Mark. And the disciples were having a discussion about who was the greatest. And we're going to hear later on what Jesus thought about that. Because we know from Jesus' teaching that he thought that those who were great have to learn to be humble first. And they're not expecting to know everything or thinking too highly of themselves, but most importantly of all, putting others first. So I think if we're looking for a great leader, then we're looking for somebody who's looking after other people's interests and not just their own, not in it for themselves, but they're in it for the benefit of everyone.